This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le Mock!
Start to swing my laser. Oh oh, lift my phaser. Gonna call up a Darth Vader. Go to Mars with SpaceX. Loving all the light effects. I need to plan my time. It's colorful, so sublime. 20,000 strike lightning seeds. 20,000 Vikings drinking.
From his brand new album, Alliance, that's Thor with Power Hungry here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? How about some Big Stick doing Jesus Was Born on an Indian Reservation? Before that, the Jesus and Mary Chain with My Little Underground. Played some Husker Du, went back to Candy Apple Gray for I Don't Know For Sure. And speaking of not knowing for sure, the one thing I do know for sure is I played some Naked Ray Gun with Vanilla Blue to start off that entire set of music. We've got a Mary Poppins mock coming up in a matter of seconds. So stay tuned here to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's right after this.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
We're here for another edition of T-Evil to Have a Human Name here in WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Bill. I'll be on till 9 o'clock. If you need to find a playlist of anything I'm playing this evening, you can go to wrct.org. Up first, radio music calendar, events going on around town. Currently, two events on here. Lawrenceville Farmers Market, Arsenal Park, 250 40th Street, Tuesdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Lawrenceville Farmers Market hosts over 30 wonderful vendors in Arsenal Park each Tuesday from now through the fall, rain or shine. 3 to 4 p.m. is reserved for shoppers disproportionately affected by COVID-19. For more details, you can call 412-802-7220 or email market at united.org. Pittsburgh Banjo Club is back starting this month, I believe. Allegheny Elks Lodge 339. It's over on the north side every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and enjoy their wonderful music. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 30s. You can call 412-321-1834 to reserve a spot. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday night. Shows around town. Today is the 19th, and let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. You could still make the show tonight at Mr. Small's Theater. Guar with Madball and I Hate God. Jurgles has Reckless Kelly at 8. Tomorrow, the 20th, Stage AE has Beartooth with Wage War and Dragged Under. Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall has Justin Hayward and Mike Dawes. Club Cafe at 8 has Crystal Bowersox with Philip Michael Scales. Jurgles at 8 has Toad the Wet Sprocket with Stephen Kellogg. Mr. Small's Theater has Alex G with The Snarls. Tuesday the 21st, Stage AE has Faith No More, although I think that was canceled. You might want to check on that. Craft House at 7 has Beach Goons with Bed and Bikini Islands. Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall has Bella Fleck, My Bluegrass Heart featuring Michael Cleveland, Sierra Hall, Justin Moses, Mark Schatz, and Brian Sutton. Jurgles at 8 has Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Mr. Small's Theater has Black Mold Band, Distortion, and Blue Hearts with Kestrels. And Roxy at 8 has Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. We're here one more evening, the 22nd, that's the Wednesday. Stage A has Bad Flower. Preserving Underground has Makari with Adventurer and Coletta. Vinosky Winery at 6:30 has Melvin Seals and JGB. And Jurgles has Drum Wars featuring Carmen and Vinny Appice. Appice, I believe it is. Anyway, that was WC Radio Music Calendar. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your events in our music calendar, please send an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Before I get into the music, Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. With no collection too big or small, you can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, we're going to get into some music here. I got a lot of new stuff, some old stuff. Be on till 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
All right, you are listening to Show 2 That Have Human Name. What have you been listening to, though, actually? You just heard Mystic Storm from an album called From the Ancient Chaos. That was a track, Clang of Swords. They're from Russia. Before that, The Watcher from a release called Your Turn to Die. That was a track, Until It Bleeds. Vulture. Oh, no, sorry. Before that, I think you already lost track of everything I played. Oh, my God. Anyway, you heard some Malstein from Rising Force. And also a band called Chateau, one of those new world of British heavy metal bands that everyone forgot about. Vulture before that from Dealing Death, and Sarcophagus from Envoy of Death, another old band that kind of got forgotten about, but that's been re-released on Nuclear War Now Records. Before I get back to the music, the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. Download any of our free mobile apps to have critical information on what to do in an emergency in the palm of your hand. Our apps include First Aid, Hurricane, Earthquake, Tornado, and Wildfire. Find them by searching Red Cross in the Apple iTunes or Google Play stores. And in terms of other shows on this station that are way better than this one, everybody knows Zombo. Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Back to music.
Thank you. salvation in hell. There's no savior in hell. There's no Bible in hell. There's no blood in hell. There's no altars in hell. There's no forgiveness in hell. Whatever goes to hell stays in hell.
Yeah.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's just about 8 o'clock, although this is pre-recorded because I'm not allowed on the station, or the into the station yet, in campus, because COVID. Anyway, you just heard Mortal Vision, a band from Ukraine, new release on Redefining Darkness, entitled Mind Manipulation. Knife before that, from Germany, with the new release, self-titled, that was a track Inside the Electric Church. Portrait before that from Sweden, off of their fifth full-length record, entitled At One With None. Scaffold before that from Serbia, they are on Satanath Records, a new album called Codex Gigas. And start off that set with Fate's Hand, from Australia, new EP on Dying Victims Productions. Anyway, you will listen to Show TV Without a Human Name, be on till 9 o'clock. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about ordering online SpacBros.com and you receive a text message when food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK. Visit the website at SPAKBrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This next band is called Sex Mag.
Is Mark G of the Evolution Control Committee, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, where the drunken pants are going wild!
All right, let's start with some international news today. I was not initially going to talk about this today, but I got emails about it over the weekend and read a bunch of articles this morning. And there's really like a bigger story here in what's going on in Europe globally, or the impact of the global impact of what we start to see in Europe and Germany. You know, we've had this backstory ever since the election of Donald Trump about German Chancellor Angela Merkel becoming effectively the leader of the free world. Now, as many as I should mention every time I talk about this, that's not an actual position. It's sort of a colloquial designation often assigned to the president of the United States. When Donald Trump was elected, it was so humiliating, he was so pathetic, that the consensus, we could say, plurality of the consensus was that Angela Merkel had become the leader of the free world, longstanding German chancellor. We then more recently learned that she would not be up for re-election. And we now are sort of looking to Germany, in a sense, as a referendum on this authoritarian rightward shift that we've seen in much of Europe and around the world. Of course, in places like Hungary and others in Europe, but also the Duterte-style stuff, Putin, as well as, you know, Bolsonaro, etc. So we are starting to get news from Germany, and it's actually looking very, very interesting for social democracy. German social democrats beat conservatives in vote to decide Merkel's successor. Social Democrats, SPD, ahead in projected results. SPD's Scholz claims clear mandate for pragmatic government, but conservative Laschet also vows to seek coalition. As I mentioned, Chancellor Angela Merkel not seeking a fifth term. Germany's, this is from Reuters. Germany's Social Democrats narrowly won Sunday's national election, projected results showed, and claimed a, quote, clear mandate to lead a government for the first time since 2005 and to end 16 years of conservative-led rule under Angela Merkel. Now, I wouldn't criticize you if you wrongly thought that Angela Merkel was a centrist or on the left. There's no question that compared to American right-wing nuts, Merkel seems quite moderate. But by European standards, by German standards, Merkel was and is a conservative, and this would be a decided shift. The center-left Social Democrats were on track for 26% of the vote, ahead of the 24.5% for Merkel's CDU-CSU conservative bloc. Both groups believe they could lead the next government. With neither major bloc commanding a majority and both reluctant to repeat their awkward grand coalition of the past 4 years, the most likely outcome is a three-way alliance led by either the Social Democrats or Merkel's conservatives. So we don't yet know the answer as to who will actually be in charge there. Agreeing a new coalition could take months and will likely involve the smaller Greens and liberal Free Democrats. Social Democrats Chancellor candidate Olaf Scholz says we are ahead in all the surveys now, adding it is an encouraging message and a clear mandate to make sure that we get a good, pragmatic government for Germany. The SPD's rise heralds a swing left for Germany and marks a comeback for the party, which has recovered some 10 points in support in just 3 months to improve on its 20.5% from the 2017 election. We don't yet know what this portends bigger picture for Europe. We just don't. But if we are hoping that the authoritarian right-wing slide of the 2012 to 2018 and 19 phase is going to be pulled back against, that we're going to go back in the opposite direction, certainly this is something of an auspicious sign. Now, whether other countries go in the same direction and whether